Welcome to the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real. And the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Monday morning, July 14th, 2025, and we have a lineup of arts and entertainment headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Inaugural Chicano Hollywood Film Festival to launch July 17 to 20th in Pomona. A cultural response to injustice and a celebration of Chicano storytelling. The Chicano Hollywood Film Festival will debut July 7 to 20, 2025 at the Union in Pomona, CA. In response to current ICE raids targeting undocumented farm laborers, the festival serves as a cultural celebration and protest platform for Chicano and Latino communities. Opening with The Last Brown Beret, directed by Del Zamora, the festival honors the legacy of the Brown Berets, highlighting the urgent need for justice and unity. Over 90 films, including documentaries, comedies, and dramas, will be showcased, featuring works by emerging Chicano Latino filmmakers. The festival will also include live DJ sets, Q&A panels, and the launch of the Chicano Hollywood Academy to train the next generation of Latino creatives. For press, tickets, and the festival schedule, visit ChicanoHollywood.com.
The ultimate classic, rare 1974 BMW 2002 Ti in pristine condition, joins the DFW Car and Toy Museum collection. The DFW Car and Toy Museum is thrilled to announce the addition of the rare 1974 BMW 2002 Ti to its Ron Sturgeon collection. This iconic model, known for its performance and style, showcases BMW's engineering excellence. Featuring an overboard 2.0-liter M10 inline-4 engine and a 5-speed manual transmission from a BMW 320i, this classic car offers spirited driving dynamics. The refurbished interior includes modern and vintage elements, such as a Blaupunkt Nevada CD stereo and an Alpina steering wheel. With over 200 cars and 3,000-plus toys on display, the museum provides a unique look at automotive history. Don't miss the chance to see this legendary BMW up close at the DFW Car and Toy Museum in Fort Worth, Texas.
Wheat for the Mills, 1948, A. Aubrey Bodine. A. Aubrey Bodine's photograph, Wheat for the Mills, 1948, captures the swaying fields of wheat on upland farms. Wheat, once a significant crop, was even used to pay taxes in bushels. Bodine, known as one of the finest pictorialists of the 20th century, began his photographic career in 1923. He believed in the creative discipline of photography and studied art principles at the Maryland Institute College of Art. Bodine's craftsmanship and technical alterations in his pictures showcased his artistic vision. More than 6,000 photographs spanning his 47-year career can be viewed and ordered as reprints on www.aaubreybodine.com. For more information about this remarkable artist, a biography written by his closest friend can also be found on the website.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.